Chamishi of this week's parsha, Parshat Pinchas, is the bit of Torah I think that we read the most times per year. Okay? Because it has the Aliyah on the laning of Rosh Chodesh. Right? We read Korban Ilachvili, Shairech, Nichlivi, Shmuel, Vivador, you read about Korban Atamid, then about the Korban of Shabbos, then about the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. And that's basically Chamishi of this week's parsha. And if you do the math of how many times it's read a year, so how many Rosh Chodeshes are there? Okay, come on, I want to hear your answer. What? 11, right? Because there's only, we don't do Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei, the Rosh Chodesh gets merged in. And how many of those 11 are doubles? Okay, it's about half. Okay, now it depends on the year. Sometimes it's six, sometimes it's five. But because there are basically two swing months that could either be have 2 days Rosh Chodesh or 1 day, which means Cheshvan and Kislev, which means Rosh Chodesh. It's called of Tevet and Kislev could have 2 days. Now. I just want to point out, inside the Aliyah, it's one, as I said, it's the most famous one. Besides that, we also read it on of course, in Parshat Pinchas, which is another time we read it. And in general, Parshat Pinchas is the place that you end up reading the end part of Parshat Pinchas. Every holiday, you end up reading from there. There's usually shuls that have a lot of Sefer Torah, always have one Sefer Torah parked almost permanently on Parshat Pinchas. Right? A shul usually has one Sefer Torah on Parshat Pinchas, and it only leaves Parshat Pinchas to go to Vizota Bracha for, you know, Simchas Torah, because you need a lot of Sefer Torah, and then usually it finds its way back to Parshat Pinchas. Now, I just want to, like, give a couple of ha'arot on the opening psukim. Et korbani lachmi li'ishai reach nichochi tishmeru le'akriv li b'moado. Right? It's a famous pasuk, because every single pasuk in this is a famous pasuk, because we read it so many times a year. Right? A lot of times, you know, people will be humming along with the chazan. So what does korbani mean?
My korban.
My korban. Pretty straightforward. Then, what does the word lachmi mean? Okay, simple interpretation would be my bread. Le ishai. What are ishai? Okay. What is eish?
Fire.
So it is lachmi le ishai, right? It's not what we feed to Hashem. It's Hashem's lechem, kivyachol, that we feed to his fire. Okay? Now, side point, the word lechem has usually translated as bread, but if you look in Tanakh, you could discover that lechem has a second interpretation, and that is, anyone guess? What are you makriv lechem on the Mizbeach? What are you makriv? What? You're not wrong, come on. What? No, on the Mizbeach. A zevach, which is made out of?
Meat.
Okay, the word lechem is quite a few times in Tanakh used as meat. Okay, like for instance with Yosef, when he's still disguising himself as Tzafnat Paneach in front of his brothers, they sit down and the Egyptians can't eat with them because it says ki lo yochlu amitzrim leechol et ha'ivrim lechem ki toevahi lemitzrayim. Now, the toevah of Mitzrayim we already know is the livestock that they eat, that the Ivrim eat. The Egyptians worship livestock. The Ivrim don't worship livestock, and they eat it. And therefore, it says the Mitzrim can't eat with the Ivrim lechem. What? They have a problem with their bread? The pshat is they have a problem with the fact that they're eating meat. Okay, they're eating livestock. Other things in that same story, a little bit earlier, Yosef with Eshit Potiphar, he says, "V'lo manami meni me'uma ki im halechem asher u'ochel." Right, where he's referring probably to her. Okay, other cases. When we lay in Machar Chodesh, okay, where Shaul makes a Rosh Chodesh party, a Zevach, and it says, Vayakilo ba David el halechem. He says, David doesn't come to the lechem. Now, interesting point, in Arabic, the word lahma means meat. Okay? It means meat. Probably in some proto-Semitic language, lechem meant food. But Am Yisrael being farmers, food generally meant bread. Arabs being shepherds, food generally meant meat. Okay? But we see in Tanakh that it still could go back and forth, and it does. Meaning it wasn't, you know, like clear-cut that lechem was bread, as it is in modern-day Hebrew. In modern-day Arabic. Second side point of this pasuk: Korbani lachmi liyishai. Okay, we don't feed Hashem food; He doesn't need it. Okay, we feed His flames. Now, the second bit, though, and this is another interesting thing: Reach nichochi tishmeru lakiv livamado. What's reach mean?
Smell,
and nichoach means like a good smell, right? A lot of times there's confusion. Even in Parshanim, on Tanakh, what the point of, you mentioned it earlier, the ktoret, right, the incense, right? People say, oh, the incense is to make a good smell, right? Because it's good smells. But the pasuk says that the reach nichoach is the korban, meaning the smell of the korban is the reach nichoach. The ktoret, it's a different purpose. Okay, it never says in the ktoret that it's for reach nichoach. It never says the ktoret's for reach. In fact, there's an isser to smell it, right? If you just make ktoret at home, la reach, but it's an isser. And there's the chelbana, which always smelled bad inside the ktoret. Okay, so the ktoret had a different purpose. What's the point? The point is, a lot of times we'll encounter a pasuk, we'll say it, we'll hear it a million times, right? And it'll just go over our heads. We won't think about why it's called lechem. We won't think why it's called what the word Ishai, right? We won't think about why it's called Oreach Nichoach and what that means. And there, a lot of times, the things that we ignore the most are the things that are right in front of our eyes, the ones that we encounter the most. We just heard it so often, we don't even think about it. There are a lot of things, gentlemen, that you encounter on a daily basis. And I encourage you, take one a day. One pasuk a day that you say in davening, one bracha a day that you say all the time, and say, you know what? Let's figure out what these words mean for a second. It doesn't take a lot of things. You saw most of you got most of the words without opening a dictionary, without looking into it too much. It's all a matter of thinking. Boker Tov.